library is a place of collective access, collective knowledge, mm-hmm. giving people access to things. And it's one of the few places in society where there's legitimately public space that isn't, you don't need to use a credit card or money to get access to experiences. And there's something so beautiful and rare and special about that. I guess before we talk about how this vision can be or has been in some ways degraded by these corporate partnerships, what is the vision of what a library should be? What else is beautiful about libraries to you?
So at least where I live in New York City, a library is the only place you can go in and use the bathroom without buying anything. So I have elaborate, complex ideas about what libraries should be. I'm an academic librarian, so I have ideas about the role of the library in knowledge production and dissemination. And my current research project looks at the way that U.S. global empire has extended its reach through the export of classification and cataloging systems. And, you know, so I have highly complex ideas about libraries. And, but I also think at the end of the day, they are institutions where it is warm in the winter and cool in the summer. There's light, a place to sit down, a drinking fountain. You can use the bathroom. And that's a non-commercial experience. So not only do you not have to pay money to check out a book, although everyone's always telling me about how they often rent books at libraries, like the borrowing thing, it's like we have the language of purely commercial social relations so deeply embedded in us. People always tell me they rent a book from the library. But anyway, that is what is special about a library, especially now. I mean, I live inside of my phone, right? Since the pandemic, especially, I'm on Zoom all the time. I'm staring at my phone, the assault of advertising. It's like so infiltrated, even my private time in the morning or my private time in the bathroom, right? And so think about the number of spaces you can go to where you're not being pulled into consumer life. And the only place is the library, maybe the classroom. And those spaces are subject to all kinds of commercial intrusions, right? Your Coca-Cola campus for your school, or, you know, ALA has this Dollar General initiative where if you're near a Dollar General, you can get some special thing at your library. But for the most part, it's a non-commercial public space that is indoors and it is open to everyone. And I think any more complex vision of the institution that I would have is at this particular moment when I think the crisis in public space and public goods is so acute. Sort of the only thing I care about right now is being able to go inside, sit down for a minute, and then leave.